What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, what's going on out there? Welcome in to another episode of Bolt Brady and his bro. We are here to chat some more NBA playoffs. Fresh from the airport, we got our guy Bolt here.
Fresh from Denver, Colorado.
You know it.
And the other thing about Denver, Colorado is the best bet with the Nugs came through. Minus the 2.5, getting no respect. And that was a boat racer.
You threw a little video up there from the car ride.
I did. I showed a little bit of the Flatirons and the Rocky Mountains in the background. And I went to a party where I got to see people that I haven't seen since junior high. So
yeah,
that was a treat.
I bet it was sweet.
It was. It was. Everyone looked really, really good. And it was awesome to see people. We were bringing back some old memories. This one guy, Mike, that I actually, we started kindergarten together. And he and I were talking about when we went into junior high. And there was one other guy, Stan the Man. There was the three of us, and we had every single class together, like all seven classes when you get to junior high, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't last very long. After 2 weeks, the principal called us in, and he goes, the three of you are never going to have a class together again.
We're going to shuffle this up a little bit.
Yep. So not even two of us ever had a class with each other for the next 3 years. Because we were causing so much trouble.
Right.
So, yeah, so it was great seeing everyone. Shout out to the Centennial Junior High crew.
Yep. And you got the dub that you offered the Nuggets win.
Yeah. Hopefully that maybe that helped paid for the party.
Yeah.
Some chips on it.
The open bar at the Elks Club.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, how about Denver? Just no respect. Happened again last night. Last night they bumped the line up a little bit. They moved it from 2.5 to 4.5 or like 4. And so personally, I just was waiting for the end gamer. And Phoenix was coming out, you know, playing them tough, and it was a really close game. But how about at one point late in the third quarter? I mean, you knew if Denver was gonna lose, it'd be like maybe a basket. And the end of the third quarter, they were down by 5, the Nugs were, and the end game line was Nugs plus 3.5. And I go, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jokic and everyone goes, don't even worry about it, Bolt. We're just going to win this bad boy straight up.
I got you plus 10 here.
Yep. See you later.
Yeah, our buddy CJ down in Scottsdale, you know, he's the Suns fan, was pointing out to us the discrepancy on the free throws was pretty bad last night.
Right.
They only got to the line 5 times, did the Suns.
But let me ask you this. Isn't that affected because they're such jump shooters?
Totally. Style of play comes in huge on that. I noticed in the game before, the Celtics Sixers, they were real low on free throw count. Even some of those guys go to the rack, though.
I mean, all Durant and Booker and Chris Paul do, I mean, those guys just shoot like the 15-footers all night long.
Yeah.
They don't really go to the rack. Same thing's going to happen in the Lakers-Warriors game. We'll touch on that one a little bit later, but the Lake Show goes to the free throw line a boatload.
Yep. Yeah, that was a tough loss for the Suns. You know, they're in trouble here because you saw Paul kind of come up gimpy in the third with the groin, and they're not deep as it is.
They're not deep at all.
So this one's, you know, going back home helps, obviously, but they're in trouble.
And I'll tell you what, I missed out because I guess the Suns were favored in this series. Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, we didn't hype up the Nuggets early on either, but now, you know, they're looking way better than people thought.
Well, hold on, big guy. I mean, I didn't say they were going to win it, but I've always said it's hard as crazy to win in D-Town. So they're going to be favored in every series. I mean, I guess I didn't say this, but I mean, they'll be in the Western Conference Championship. I didn't have a doubt with that. It's just going to be against the big War Dogs.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not anointing them coming out of the West. I thought the Suns could maybe get past these guys, though.
Really? We'll see. No, because I was saying I wasn't high on the Suns before because I'm like, these guys don't toss up enough three balls for starters. The math isn't there, and I'm like, Dude, playing 45 minutes a ball game for Big Booker and Durant every game and needing them to each score at least 30, that's not going to help.
Mm-mm.
See you later, guys. Thanks for playing.
Yep, time to break this squad up a little bit.
We'll see what happens when they go back to Arizona, though. I mean, can they win both games? I mean, who knows? And even if they do, it doesn't matter because they're not going to win in D-Town. That's just not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, Jokic's numbers, man. I mean, he just always puts them up. It's just not fancy, but he's got great footwork and he can put up a triple double.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not Showtime by any means.
Well, right. No, he's not two hand and jamming it on anyone or anything like that.
But he just, you know, the shimmy, the shake, the up and unders.
What I like is he keeps the mouth quiet. You know, he's not chitting with the refs 24/7. That's getting old.
Big time.
I mean, you know, we've been talking about how they're flopping like the professional soccer players now. Like, you could end that real quickly. How about if the commissioner comes into the referees and goes, guys, when these guys start flopping, don't call it. You know, they're flopping because they call it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, who's the best actor tonight? I mean, Smart.
Yeah, I was going to say Smart came to mind because he does it when, like, the guy just has the arm bar out.
Uh-huh.
And he throws the whole torso back, you know, trying to make him make a call.
Right. I mean, okay, that guy needs to go down to L.A. for some movies. Holy cow.
Some action adventure.
Right. Draymond, he's another one that can crank him up.
But yeah. Well, Sabonis was really getting the Euros, the stuff going. But yeah, they need to tighten that up because it takes away, puts some guys in foul trouble that shouldn't be. It's just too much.
Right. So, you know, let's get going on the first series here that there's not too much to talk about. I mean, jeepers, we've touched on these other teams and then Miami and the Knicks. Mm. All right. That's a tough game for me to even watch. You know,
like Sunday morning I had on, you know, kind of the second half of it because Jimmy B was still kind of doing his thing. And then he got the ankle tweaked there.
Mm-hmm.
He got it and he rolled it the other way. It wasn't like it was kind of hard to watch, but he still toughed it out and they got the W.
Well, they're saying, you know, they play tonight, Tuesday, but they don't play again until I think Saturday because they go, you know, they go back to Miami. So they're saying pretty much the guy's not going to play. They're going to give them because they already accomplished what they wanted. You know, they got the one W on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably won't be playing tonight.
Probably shouldn't. I think Brunson was questionable for some reason even too.
Right. With an ankle and Randall with the ankle. I mean, yeah, it's just garbage. I mean, I like watching Jimmy and the Heat. The Knicks, I don't know. That's got to be probably one of my least favorite teams to watch.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just not very thrilling.
Did you see Randall's fit on the sideline by chance?
No.
I mean, I'm all for the casual, but some of these guys are starting to just, it was just the black hooded sweatshirt and then like the sailor's beanie, like, you know, barely on top of the head.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it just looked like he was working for a moving company in winter rather than kind of kicking an NBA bench.
Well, that starts with the organization. I mean, there's plenty of teams that'd be like, that's not cutting it tonight.
New York Yankees.
Right.
Don't allow that stuff.
No, they don't. You got to shave when you're at the Yanks.
Yeah, mustache only.
That'd be weird, huh? Jeez. That'd be tough. I don't like to shave very often.
Yeah. You want our chips. You got to follow our rules.
That's true. That's true.
Because we'll take care of you guys in other ways, too.
So we got the Knicks and the Heat. And like we said, there's not too much to chit about there. I mean, I guess there's something to chit about with big James Harden. He tried throwing it back in my face.
Jeez.
Saying, you know, I'm saying the Sixers are garb. And he's like, dude, I don't even need big Joel when I go into Boston.
Right.
I'm going to score 45 by myself.
Yeah, a bit of a throwback there. I mean, he hadn't gone off in something like that in the playoffs and it was like 8 years or something.
Yeah. I mean, well, is it Harden or was it the Celtics? I mean, the Celtics have the most losses for a double-digit favorite this year. And once again, they were favored by 10.5, and they can't even win the ball game.
At home.
Right.
Yeah, Tatum, you know, when he goes off, it's just, you know, it's at the end of the game every time. You're like, what's going on here?
Yep.
He had four shots in the fourth quarter, but he's still, what do you have, 38 or 39?
Right. Yeah, that's when you need to take over the game, big guy.
You crank this thing up to 50, and you guys win that thing.
Right. The first, second, and third quarter don't matter if you don't crank it up in the fourth. So they're down 0-1, which is incredible. Their next game, they probably B-race them, though. I think that happened in against the Hawks, I think. I think the Hawks beat them one game, and then it woke them up, and then they pounded them the next. Same thing will happen here, I bet, especially if Joel doesn't play.
Yeah, James is shot. I was like, whoa, he's going settling for the three ball here. He didn't even need a three at that point, and he hit it.
Yeah, well, he's probably pretty tired. He's like, I don't want to dribble all the way in there. Let me just chuck this bad boy up.
That's what I think. That's probably aesthetically some of the problem with these games on the East Coast is – it's the movement of their offenses. I was just watching him. It's like he's always been the guy where you kind of have to stand there and watch him dribble. But the other dudes, a good three of them are just outside the three-point line on the sides, and they watch him do his thing. Maybe someone sets a screen. But you watch like the West Coast teams, like, you know, Warriors, Kings, and there's so much backdoor movement or a baseline cutter. You hit Draymond at the free throw line, he's got two options right there. And these guys are so much more stagnant. It's hard to watch.
That's true. It's a good call. That's actually why they said the Lake Show's, you know, going to have some difficulties sticking around with all those guys doing all their cuts and stuff.
I mean, you know, there's guys on these staffs that know hoops really well. I don't know if it's just the head coaches. Like, Doc is just like, we're just going two-man old school here.
I don't even know if Doc's got to say. I think it's Big James just going, hey, I've got the ball. We'll do what I want.
Yeah, it's my night.
Mm-hmm. Especially last night.
Well, Maxie's pretty solid. You know, at least he's younger and got some legs. You know, he chipped in with 26.
Right. His defense is a little suspect, though. That's why when they play squads like the War Dogs, you know, you got to play both ends of the court.
But, yeah, I mean, the Celts aren't going to run through them. It's going to be a longer series, which just makes them get a little more tired.
Yep, and like we've been saying, it almost matters who comes out of the East. It's not even close. But I heard some guys, even after the War Dogs won, this dude was like, yeah, I don't think the Lakers-Warriors series matters. They're like the winners coming out of the Nuggets-Suns. I'm like, are you kidding me, big guy?
Wow.
Right. Apparently, you've never seen the War Dogs play at home. Holy cow. And how about that? I mean, let's just touch on Big Steph. 50 points, most points ever in a Game 7. Ever. No one's ever scored that many points in a Game 7. Dude, he just said, hop on the bat, guys. He goes, Looney, no one else is balling besides me and you.
Yep.
We got Clay and Wiggins are a whopping 9 for 35 from the field. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
25%. Steph goes, Loon, grab the boards, get them to me. Let's play some ball.
Yep.
And Loon goes, I'll pull down 21 for you, Steph.
Yeah. Friday night was, you know, thought they'd be able to close it out at home and they threw up just the stinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you that thing where it said Draymond was talking about he couldn't sleep.
Right.
So he's texting Clay and Steph at 3 a.m. And I think Steph was the first one to respond at 6 a.m. He's like, yep, I've been up too. You know, I got, let me say something at film today to the squad because it's not happening again.
No, it's not. Yep. Actually, in Denver, that was the loss for the week. And I had the War Dogs that night and it wasn't even close. And I even was like, eating with a couple buddies, we were watching the game. I'm like, this bad boy's over with. I mean, you could just tell. Usually the War Dogs come back and you're like, nah, it's not happening.
No.
And then Steph goes, we'll just save it for the other court.
For the road game.
Mm-hmm. Which supposedly we're not very good at. Remember, they didn't play well on the road this year. And like we said, that almost matters in the playoffs.
Well, the other guys didn't do amazing. You know, luckily he was that hot.
Oh, they didn't do diddly squat.
Yeah, Poole did not have a good series again.
Mm-hmm. Except I do think Poole's going to battle back this series. That's going to be my prediction, okay? He hasn't done squat. But I do think he'll do a lot better this one. But yeah, no, Clay and Wiggins, I mean, dude, they didn't play well at all. And then the Loon Dog, first time ever since the NBA-ABA merger, has someone in one series had three games with 20 plus rebounds.
Wow.
Never happened. Not even Karl Malone could do that. Or yeah. Moses Malone.
He was huge. A lot of them were offensive rebounds.
14 of them.
And just, you know, save a possession, get another shot or two. They were big time boards.
Yeah, I mean, Sabonis wasn't a good look. And, you know, Sabonis led the NBA in rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
And Loondog goes, I'm going to take over here.
Yeah, it wasn't a good look for Sabonis when they're just down in the dotted line there in the key. He's just saying, go ahead, take that 15 to 17 footer.
You can bet he'll work on that in the offseason, though, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, he's the type of guy that I bet trains hard in the offseason.
No, I mean, he's no slouch. He's like a three-time All-Star. He's a good player. That was just, they just said, go ahead. Mm-hmm. We're going to live with that.
Yeah, the end of that game, they just wanted to wave the white flag. I mean, Sacktown was like rotten. You know, like they were down like 5 points at the end of the third, and then next thing you know, they're down 20. And they go, you could just tell everyone in the crowd goes, that's ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, here we come. And Steph goes, let's move on to the next series, which is the Lake Show.
LeBreeze.
LeBron and the eyebrow. What's going to happen here with Anthony Dave? He's probably the guy that you don't know how he's going to show up.
Yeah.
Is he going to ball? But I'll tell you one thing. If you're planning on betting on this game, take into consideration, opposite of last series, remember when they'd have two days in between games? This one, they fire every other day.
It's only one off?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They go, let's get these guys on the tuber a small amount.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, it's a flight, but it's a short flight from L.A. to NorCal here. So that's not as big of a deal.
Well, it's not the flight. It's the running.
No, I get it.
The wear and tear on the bod.
You don't get the 2 days off.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be an issue. And how about this one? Steph versus LeBron, 15-7 straight up, 13-9 against the spread. Okay? And let me throw out some more incredible stats that everyone should probably have. How about Kerr? Since Kerr's come in, the big war dogs are 19-0 in playoff series against the Western Conference. They've never lost a series against the Western Conference. Is that any good?
But I guess there's just the 2 years he didn't make the playoffs.
I guess, yeah. Or if they lose, it's, you know, it's in the championship game against the East, you know, like LeBron, right?
So, yeah, I'm just trying to remember. I mean, it was 2016's when they lost. I'm trying to think of the other ones.
Well, and then...
Because they only have four.
Toronto, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And then they missed two, like kind of those COVID years.
And when everyone was hurt.
Yeah.
And then how about this incredible stat? If you're wondering how the War Dogs do... Game one of the playoff series, when they're at home, game one's 19-2. Huh? What's that telling everyone? Good luck beating these guys on their home court. And I know that happened in Sacktown, but it didn't matter because they just won it right back on the road. I mean, this squad, like we said, by far the best team in the playoffs right now. And you could make an argument for Big Denver. They're second, in my opinion.
Yeah, they only had the one day off here coming back from Sacks. I mean, if they had to go somewhere like a Memphis to start this series,
mm-hmm.
I think that would have been a problem.
Yep.
But luckily, it was close commute. They're back in their home beds. They should be fine tonight.
Agreed. That wasn't a very far one. And I would be concerned, too, with having to put everything into that game, like, you know, him scoring the 50 and stuff. But this is where I think the crowd will carry him again. The only shot that the Lake Show have, I think, in this first game is if they jump out to a big lead. If they don't jump out to a big lead, they're in trouble.
Yeah, they're just not really built like that either, you know?
No.
I don't see them running away from these guys.
Yeah, no, and they like to slow. I mean, dude, come on. If you look at that lineup, the Lake Show's lineup, and then their bench, wow. I bet most people don't even know who they are. I mean, after you go LeBron and AD... and then Reeves, you're like, who else is on this squad? Oh,
right.
Schroeder, and then Russell, who the War Dogs go, you're not good enough to hang around here. See you later, bud.
No, I never liked his game that much.
No.
Warriors got him from Minnesota there for a season.
And he's a starter.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he gets paid pretty well.
Yeah, he does. And I don't know why.
Yeah, the Lakers had more of a rest here than them. But, you know, they're older as well, LeBron and these guys.
Right. Well, like I said, I mean, every other day for big AD, that's a little rough on that guy.
And he always takes a fall, too. I mean, he'll grab something, and he won't play the full series, most likely.
Oh, that guy's made out of machete paper. I mean, he struggles to stay on the court. You know, it's him and Joel, and who else are these paper tigers that just crash down all the time?
Chris Paul doesn't usually make it through a playoffs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, it's great. You don't have to wait too long to see these guys play again. You know, it's the Monday off, and here we go already.
Oh, it's so great.
If Steph doesn't need to carry the load tonight, let's get a little help tonight.
Right. Before we get into the best bets and wrap her up here, I get this is something that you'd probably notice. I had no clue about it, but the people in D-Town, Big Grant Man and Little Jack there were like, yeah, do you ever see this old dude? And there's this old guy, I guess his name's Jimmy Goldstein, and he always sits on court level for like all around the nation, though.
Yeah, I saw him. He wears like a big a cowboy jacket with rhinestones and he'll go to the World Series and sit behind home plate.
Oh, he does. It's not just basketball, huh?
Yeah, no, he does a lot of NBA, but I've seen him. Yeah, he pays good money and gets these sweet seats at the big events.
Yeah, I guess I was the only one that didn't know him. And then it was funny because after they brought it up to my attention, I saw on Twitter someone was like, oh, and Jimmy, check out his socks. And there he was sitting second row at the Lake Show. But then he'll go to the Nugs. I guess he's in real estate or something. But yeah, that I was wondering if you knew him. Of course you did. That's funny.
I saw him. I saw Big Jack Nicholson was back at the Lakers game. It'd been a couple years.
Whoa. He doesn't quite look the same.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, dude, he's 83 or whatever.
That's true. He's you probably do get to a point in life where you're like, okay, that's good. I'm going to let the pot belly go here. I'm going to drink good wine and chow whatever food I want, and who cares?
Just leave me alone when I'm sitting courtside at the Lake Show.
So that's probably what he did. That's what MJ's done for sure. I mean, MJ's like, I'm going to play a small amount of golf. I'm going to smoke the cigars. After the round, I'm chowing on whatever I want and drinking incredible wine, and that's not very good for the physique, but who cares?
Yeah, he cranked the Hennessy, because people said his eyeballs were matching the cup of his Hennessy.
Was he drinking Hennessy in that special?
I thought they said he was, yeah, in The Last Dance, maybe.
Yeah, he did look tuned up, though, for sure. One more thing from the blast from the past that I came across, because, you know, they've got Prime Time, Coach Prime, Dion in the news a lot. And I saw this. Hey, good try, because you don't see this anymore. How about in 1992? So obviously he was the two sport athlete in football and baseball. 1992, he led the NFL in kickoff touchdowns. Kickoffs that turned into touchdowns. And he also led Major League Baseball in triples that year.
Wow.
Yeah, good try. I mean, dude, just think how hard it is to play one pro sport. Not only did these guys like he and Bo play it, but they excelled. It's pretty sweet.
Could you see anything of posters and billboards of him when you were back there?
Oh yeah, I saw some billboards when we were driving into Boulder. There were some billboards of Big Prime and the bus. And people were talking about it. Then there was this girl that we went to junior high with, her aunt is her grandmother's famous for some reason, and it showed her with Prime Time. I don't know, Prime Time was sitting down having lunch with her. I don't know why she's so big time, but yep. So he was the talk of the town.
There's not many coaches where they're the dude on the billboard versus the players.
No kidding. Good call.
I mean, I don't know if is Saban, or do they put the dudes up from Bama?
I'm sure Nick probably is. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. The majority of the time, no way. Most people don't even know who the coaches are.
Yeah.
you know.
Well, they were 1-11 too, so they're like, let's go with the people, the let's go Dion here. No one knows our players yet.
Well, it was the talk of the town how he got rid of like 40. Well, he didn't get rid. Well, he did. There was like 45 scholarship players, and he goes, guys, thanks a lot. We're cleaning house.
Go ahead and enter the portal.
Yep. He brought them on in. He goes, hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. We're going a different route now.
Time to turn it around.
So anyway, no more football talk. There might be some people out there that are ready to win some more chippers. I don't know how many best bets in a row this is, but it's rocking. I mean, it's got to be at least 6 or 7 here. So let's go for another one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm suggesting the War Dogs series against the Lake Show. So not so much just the one game, it's the series. And you put the -150 for them just a bit, just to win this series against the Lake Show. And I just don't see the Lake Show being able to win 4 games against these guys. And on that topic, because this came up a lot in Colorado, even with my close friends, where I'd be like, yeah, I'm just money lining them. And let's say, for example, it's money line like 200, right? Minus 200. Everyone seems to think that they have to like double up their bet just because the money line is twice as much. No, if your regular bet is $50, you don't have to make it 100 now. Keep it 50. You just won't win 50. You'll win the 25. And one of our friends was like, well, sweet, that doesn't really do it for me. And I go, well, dude, listen, I mean, if you want to win, that's how you do it. Like, you don't just go, oh, it's my, you know, money line 200. I got to double up my bet now. No, keep your unit size the same and buy yourself some Chipotle if you win the ball game. You know, it's better to win than, you know, double up and, you know, lose. So that way you're still being able to get involved with these money line games. Cause someone online texted me the same thing. Oh, they're like, the money line's too big. I was like, no, you don't have to. You don't have to double or triple up your bet. Keep it the same. You'll just win half as much or, you know, a third as much. But winning is winning, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the lesson for today.
That's the tip of the day from Bolt.
Mm-hmm. And for those people out there might remember, winning is half the battle. And that was, I'm going to give you some time to think about it, G.I. Joe.
He said showing up is half the battle.
No. He said no. He said that's half the battle.
Right. Oh, the line at the end is half the battle. But I think he said showing up is half the battle.
You know, that reminds me of the old school days, and you know, people might get a kick out of. We used to come home in junior high, and we'd just, you know, instead of watch TV, we'd do prank calls. And so we'd get on there, and the radio station was like 104.5, you know. So my one is I'd call someone up, and I'd be like, we'd go straight out of the phone book, so we'd know their name, and be like, hello, and like, is this Sarah? It is. Sarah, hi. Jake Jab here from 104.5, and you won. And she's like, wait, won what? I go, you're familiar with 104.5? She's like, yeah. And so then we just keep her going, and they think that they won from the radio station.
Dinner for two at Shakey's Pizza.
The good earth.
I was just thinking here, the, you know, LeBron and them are going to need everything they have in the tank to kind of get a W here. And that was the same with his Cleveland squad, and that was 7 years ago, and needed the Draymond miss the game to get by them that year in game 7.
Right.
He was 31. I mean, you're talking about a 38-year-old now.
Not totally.
He's not pushing this squad past these. I mean, I know the Warriors aren't the same age, but they do have some younger pieces.
It'll be cool to see the dynamic between Curry and LeBron, too, because I used to say I don't think that they really got along that well. And this is just obviously totally my opinion, but it just seemed like LeBron wouldn't respect him back in the day. Like, kind of like LeBron's like, dude, it's me and Wade and like Shaq and people like that. Like, you're not a part of that. And I think Steph could feel that. So he should probably come out humming.
Yeah. I mean, now LeBron says all the right things because he has to, from what you've witnessed. I mean, the dude's been balling. The way he shoots has changed the game. You can't ignore that with 4 titles.
Right.
So it'll be great.
Yeah, it will be. So to wrap her up, the best bet is just take the War Dogs in the series against the Lake Show to move on to the Western Conference Finals. And then, of course, you know, we'll be back. Hey, people are probably wondering, what do I think about tonight? Well, I'll be taking the money line against the War Dogs, minus the 190. They're below the 7 mark, which is, like I said, incredible when they are. The thing is just because the Lake Show has been resting a little bit longer, that's the only thing that, you know, makes me hesitate. So I'm just going to go money line because, once again, dude, it's real hard to beat the War Dogs on their own court. That place is going to be juiced.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Yep, and then keep an eye on the Instagram and Twitter for the at Bull Brady Picks, because we've been throwing videos up there for the daily picks, so you guys can get the bet of the day that way, too.
That's true.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Keep you updated. We appreciate it. Keep the reviews going on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.